979 The Heel, Aaron Keck here with you in the studio, joined this morning by Victor Lewis to catch us up on what's trending in the world. Hey.
Hello. One of the things that's trending is Guns N' Roses. You want to know why?
Is this because of the Texas gun shop?
That is correct.
Or is it because Axl Rose threw a microphone and hit
also
a lady?
Also correct.
Yeah.
Guns N' Roses double feature.
Man, Guns N' Roses is back in the news.
Yeah.
It's 1991 again.
Everyone,
go to the mall.
It feels good to come home. Man, we live in the mall.
We do live in the mall.
We're literally always in the mall.
We're currently in a mall.
We're currently in a mall.
1991 is back, y'all.
So we're not going to talk about the microphone injury. That's pretty bog standard. Throwing things into a crowd is a dangerous proposition no matter what. Instead, we're going to talk about one of my unironically favorite subjects, copyright law.
Yay.
I love copyright law. It's very fun because what something means is a topic that is always up for discussion no matter the context. And Texas Guns N' Roses, the name of a store with a Houston mailing address that sells a wide array of firearms and also several delightful floral arrangements. They're way better than you think they are. Right now, their floor arrangements on their website actually look pretty good.
This is the most Texas store I've ever heard
of. It's a very Texas store. You can get a gun and you can get some flowers.
Unless every Texas store is like this. Like, come on down to Bob's Lamps and Guns.
I look forward to the Bucky's merger, where I can finally acquire everything I've ever needed in one store. So, obviously, Texas Guns and Roses, that "and" is crucial, has been a little bit under fire from whatever legal team backs Guns in apostrophe Roses, saying that it's copyright infringement. There is a compelling argument from Texas Guns and Roses, which, if I was their lawyer, I would pronounce it like that every time. I would say Guns and Roses versus Guns and Roses.
I graduated from the Ohio State University, so I know about articles and conjunctions. I may not be a fancy big city lawyer, but...
I may not be a fancy man, but these grits cooked at a very reasonable amount of time. Anyway, so Texas Guns and Roses is arguing that no one thinks that they are the band or affiliated in any way with the band, which is the heart of their copyright case here. Because copyright infringement very much determines upon muddying the waters for the subject in question. If you are in a position where people are mistaking you for that established brand slash name, that is an issue. If you are claiming association directly or indirectly, that is an issue. And I think there is a strong case to be made here simply on the merits of the "and." It is not adhering to the Guns N' Roses brand.
This is reminding me
of... We're a store that sells guns and flowers, man. What else are we going to call ourselves? You don't get to trademark basic concepts.
This is reminding... Okay, a gun and flower store is not a basic concept.
The most basic tattoo I can think of is a revolver covered by a, thorny rose.
But like a store that
sells
this thing.
A million people have that tattoo. A million people have a gun surrounded by a rose.
Yeah, now that Guns N' Roses is popular, everyone's got them. The causal arrow, Victor.
We're really throwing stuff out this morning, huh?
This is reminding me of that Vanilla Ice interview from MTV where he was like, no, we didn't steal the bass line from Under Pressure because theirs is dun 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 and ours is dun 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 dun. It's at the extra duh. It's completely different.
Is that something that's argued? Is that not technically a sample?
Oh, no, but this was for Ice Ice Baby, so this was like 1990 when sampling wasn't a thing and people accused him of plagiarism because they didn't understand sampling, and his response, rather than saying, oh, this is a sample, was to say, oh, no, I did a completely different bass line. Look that interview up.
Oh,
it's
I can't
hilarious.
Wait to fall into that rabbit hole.
Anyway, my other question, since you love copyright law, this is kind of a moot point now, but in Durham on MLK Parkway, near where I live, is a gas station. And the name of the gas station, which is one of those that has a car wash attached, they pride themselves on the speed of the car wash. And the name of the gas station until it recently changed was Lightning McLean. What say you, copyright lawyer?
I say that in any copyright situation, invoking the eldritch names of Nintendo and Disney is a recipe for disaster.